From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Governor Tony Evers directed the Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan to find $250 million in cost savings for the current fiscal year. This is after the state deals with a revenue crunch due to COVID-19. I'm on the line with Pat Pavletti today. Brennan will have to work with state agencies to save this money. So what has response looked like from those agencies?
I think one really notable thing here, Stephanie, is that only one agency really provided response, and they did it right away, and it was the UW system. So Interim System President Tommy Thompson, in a release nearly right after Evers made this announcement, said the additional $250 million in cuts to state spending would be an obstacle for safely reopening schools for the fall semester.
And Pat, is this an opinion shared by others in the UW system?
Definitely, Stephanie. So we also heard from UW system shared governance groups that argued that the state's universities should be a funding priority during the COVID-19 economic crisis because of what the system contributes to the state's economy. So we heard from the public representation organization of the UW-Madison Faculty Senate, Academic Staff Professional Organization, and Associated Students of Madison in a collective statement that called for a limit to additional GPR cuts and boost for funding to help deal with the pandemic and to reopen safely.
Pat, you've reached out to a few lawmakers already on this. Has there been praise for the budget cuts from both sides? What does that look like?
Interestingly, we haven't really got much comment. And that is interesting because, remember, this is the second round of cuts that Evers has announced. He previously directed DOA to cut $70 million in state spending. And a good deal of that was directed at the UW system. And when that happened, when that $70 million cut happened, we saw a lot of praise for Republican lawmakers as a good first step in terms of getting spending under control. But really, if you look through Twitter and also the outreach we did to some prominent lawmakers, we really got nothing back. It was really radio silence from a lot of these folks.
And of course, to see more on Evers' announcement, you can visit wispolitics.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.